What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think the roster is actually worse than their record. To be able to climb into this 500 position, if you look at what Brian Reynolds has done since June 1st, essentially, he's carried them. They were obviously able to pad a nice collection of wins there against a really bad White Sox team.
Really bad, Dan. Holy cow. Yeah. They're so bad that I think they're worse than some of the worst Pirates teams we've ever seen.
That was interesting right there. Zangrilli, who we love, saying that their record is better than what their roster is. I vehemently disagree with that. I think their roster, they should have a better record, honestly. And guys on their team have radically underachieved. Bednar blew as many saves in the first couple weeks as he did all of last season, and he got hurt. Other parts of the bullpen has blown up unexpectedly. The talent level in this bullpen is way better than what it's performed. I think the lineup is better, not way better, but better than what it's performed. And they've also had injuries to two of their five starters. Now three of their five, if you include Jared Jones. We've seen Marco Gonzalez. I think he's pretty good. He's been really good for them. He missed 2 months. I can't tell you how much I disagree with Dr. Zangrilli there, Bob. I think that the roster is better than the record.
I do too. And I think for a lot of the reasons you said, but I also think if I look at all these other teams that are put together with the Pirates, they do not have the pitching potential the Pirates have. So I think that gives them a big advantage. And I wouldn't look at this as saying, well, you're at 500. That's pretty much what you are. I think they're a little bit better than that. And I think in the second half of the season, now this schedule, as you say, is the fourth most difficult schedule in the league. So that will play a role in this, just as winning three against Chicago is a little easier because they're one of the worst teams in the history of the game, probably, when it's all said and done. So, but I do think they have – And I think their offense potentially could and should be better. And if you mix that with some good starting pitching when they get healthy down the stretch, these games in September could be big.
Say this for the Pirates so far, they've at least made it pretty much to Steeler camp. They're going to be relevant for a while. I fully believe that. I don't see how they wouldn't be, actually.
Unless they go 1-5 in the next six and they fall four out or something, and then they may do what Dan says and not do much at the deadline because of it.
Their bullpen has completely come together, and I think right now ranks with – I think their pitching staff from number one starter to the back of your bullpen is as good as anybody in the National League right now. I think their bullpen's going to be a huge story in the second half.
The whole thought coming into
Majinski's
this year was...
Majinski's been unbelievable.
Get them to the sixth inning. And Now when you have Majinski, if Borecki comes back as a lefty part of
Bednar's
that...
Bednar's back.
But you get to Holderman, Chapman, Bednar. And you can also throw in there some other guys like Ortiz is, you know, to me, for now, he'd be in the starting rotation, but eventually he could be, if you need somebody before then, he could be that guy when everyone is healthy.
I'm not sure I wouldn't trade Chapman for a bat and leave my 7-8-9 to Majinski Holderman in Bednar. I'm fine with that, too.
Yeah. I mean, there are possibilities there without delving into your stockpile of guys in the minors who you don't want to deal with. So, but I do think they're better than what their record. I think their roster is better than a 500 team.
So do I. And I think that's going to show. Bereke was very good for them last year, and he'll be coming along. And you know who else I give a ton of credit to is Kyle Nicklaus, Bob. You know what his ERA?
Yeah, we forgot about him. He's been really good of late.
Of late? Yes. He's been really good since the beginning of July. This dude has allowed 4 earned runs in 18 innings. You know what his ERA is this month? Wrong. 0.00. He's just been really, really good.
You saw what his arm is. He's got a really strong arm. He can get it up to 100 miles an hour. But his location was the problem moving, into the beginning of this season. He was not locating. He had a lot of walks, just like Chapman did. And, when you put yourself in holes like that, you're going to not get out of them. And he's a talented kid with a lively arm. So, yeah, I think they're one of the top teams in Major League Baseball quality starts, which tells you they get into the sixth inning
yes.
more often than not.
Yeah.
So if that's the case with a bullpen getting better, you don't need all that much hitting. But I hope they don't fall into that thought that I need no hitting. You do need help. You got to get
help.
Well,
my fear for the second half is what if the rotation didn't live up to it in the second half of the season here? I think it will. But watch that happen. The bullpen comes together, the lineup gets hot, and then the rotation falls off.
That could be.
I think the bullpen's going to be a huge story in the second half. I think that the offense will be better. I don't know if it's going to be good enough without additions. I don't think it will be, but I like the way Cruz is coming along. Key Brian Hayes, suddenly hot. Sawinski's season's been a disaster, but this month he's got what, like a 757 OPS mm-hmm. in July? I don't think he should be here. I want him replaced. Having said that, his track record tells you he's going to have at least one really hot month, doesn't it, with home runs?
You would think. He has to. I would think. I'd bet on that.
Yeah, he's got a 759 OPS and a 474 slug this month. So, I mean, we're talking about all these guys they should be acquiring. His numbers in July in almost 40 at-bats are better than those guys' numbers. Again, I want him replaced, but I think the Pirates are primed for a pretty good second half myself. You guys?
I think you're fair in thinking that. I mean, the bullpen is one of the main strong suits. I think Dan mainly, though, just thinks very poorly of the offense. And that's why his critique of the team is that...
So improve the offense. I think Dan thinks that just one move won't do it. Let's hear Zangrillion. Again, I love him for his educated opinions and willingness to throw them out there. Let's hear him dump cold water on everybody here.
I hate to throw cold water on anything. I'm just being absolutely realistic. What have they shown that gives you the optimism or where you can logically and objectively say, yep, this team is going to be able to win 66% of those games coming out of the chute? Because that's what they would need to do. And I just don't see a path.
Dan Zangrilli throwing cold water on all our hopes and dreams live from his Italian villa.
Wait a second. Why would they need to win 66% of their games? The National League stinks. They need one of three wild card spots.
I think his thinking is somebody's going to get hot here. One of these teams is going to start
okay.
putting together a run.
But it would take the Braves are going to be in, right? I think.
Yeah, they should be.
Yeah.
So
they
that
have a big
leaves
enough cushion.
Everybody else stinks, and there's still two. So let's say somebody does get hot. Two teams are going to get red hot. I don't know about that. I see the Padres, Diamondbacks, Mets, and Cardinals. I don't think any of those teams are any good. The Padres are probably the most talented of those teams. Okay, what if they caught fire? Give them the second one. Then you're dealing with Mets, Cardinals, Diamondbacks?
I don't think the Mets are any good. I know they took 2 out of 3 here, but that's an anomaly right now.
I think hovering around 500, maybe 3, 4, 5 games over is going to get you there. Myself, at least give you a shot.
I agree. I don't know, 66%. What does that make it? So they're 500. In the remaining, how many games do we have here now?
66, is it? I forget the number. I don't know. They've how many games
they
have they played? Limits,
right?
Yeah.
So 64 games, right?
Last year, 84 wins got you in. What do they have to get to 84 wins? Can you do the math here, Limits?
Yeah, you're talking about two guys who are not very good at math, so you do that for us.
Well, but they're right at 500, so they had to be four games over 500 the rest of the way.
How many games do they have left, and what would four games under over give you for a winning percentage?
Well, they're currently...
These are my questions.
They're 48 and 48. Yes. So they played 96 games.
This is the Paul Zeiss section of the show where we do live math.
Games on 66
the air.
Games left.
Yes.
They would have to go, what, 34 and 32? No.
I would say 36 and 30.
36 and 30.
Yeah,
so figure out that as a winning percentage, Bob, as this gets even more riveting for our listeners.
84 and 78 was good enough to get in, you know, and that would be what we're talking about here. So I believe this roster could produce at least that, right?
I mean, I think that this roster could go six games over 500 the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Which would be what, 36 and 30?
36 and 30, yeah.
I don't know why they couldn't, as a matter of fact.
Dirtbag Dan is what I call him.
Who was that?
Did you not hear that clip? Oh, yeah, you wouldn't have heard that from last week. Doc in Claysville called in and called Dan Zangirly Dirtbag Dan.
Oh, my God. Can I hear that again? That didn't register.
Unfortunate.
Dirtbag Dan is what I call him.
Oh, my God. That's very insulting.
It is.
Have you figured out what 36 out of 66, what that comes down to as a winning percentage? Limits, divide 36 by 66, please.
Help me, Dan, please. I can't take it anymore.
36 divided by 66?
Yes, I've been asking you to do
545.
That.
545.
They don't need to win 66. What did he say? How many? What did Zangrilli?
66% of their games or something like that.
Why do they need to do that? I don't understand that at all,
Bob. If they did
Bob.
That, they'd win like close to 100 games.
Were they talking about winning the division?
I don't think so. I hope they weren't, because if that's the case, 66% would be a lot bigger than what we just threw out to you.
By the way, they're only 6.5 back in the division. They've won four in a row. I don't care who they beat. And they're 7-3 in their last 10. They're rolling right now. I think they're a major threat in the second half. I bet you the rest of the National League does too. All they have to look at is the guy on top of their rotation, but I think their whole pitching staff would cause problems for people. Brian Reynolds has taken off and looked like a guy very deserving of an All-Star game appearance. Cruz has gotten a lot better. Hayes is starting to heat up a little bit. Tellez is having his second straight really good month. Their offense has gotten better. Would everybody agree with that?
Yes.
Bob?
I mean, how could it not when you had Tellez and Reynolds doing what they're doing? But that's what my other point was. In the second half of the year, you got to have more than just those two guys. Sooner or later, those two guys are not going to continue at the clip they are on, which means that you need to
have
contributions from others. Can you predict that? I mean, I don't know if I can predict that. That's a lot. Reynolds has got it all the way up to 60 runs batted in, and there was a slow start for him, and he's really come on big. Can he continue at that pace? Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if he dips a little, you hope Key Brian Hayes and Cruz and maybe even Sawinski come along here. Mm-hmm. But why shouldn't they? Is Dan making the argument that then it's pointless to bring in offense?
Maybe he is.
What was your winning percentage there?
545.
They go 36 and 30 the rest of the way and go 84 and 78. I give them a pretty good shot to get in, and that's a 540 winning percentage. There's no reason on earth they shouldn't be able to do that.
No, I agree. I think that's very doable. But again, I would also expect in the second half that normally you get some separation. Teams that are ready to just move on,
yeah,
jump up, and who will those teams be? Can they be one of them?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
And certainly a buyer at the deadline.
Yeah, the debate will be what percentage. What are we talking about when it comes to buy? Are you talking about a little buy, big buy? How big of a buy will they use?
Talked about this a million times.
They're very protective of their prospects.
Oh, I know. Those are two different conversations. What should they do and what will they do?
Right.
What they should do is bolster this offense and give themselves a great chance should they get to the playoffs. A great chance. Because of their pitching staff overall, starting with Skeens. They're the proverbial team nobody wants to play. That may sound silly. It's not. The guy starting the All-Star game Tuesday night makes it so more than anything. But even if you're the Dodgers or the Phillies, do you really want to face Skeens, Keller, Jones, and that bullpen?
No, I wouldn't. I don't think any team, if they're pitching the way they're capable of from what we've seen, I think the Pirates could beat any team. Doesn't matter who. And that would include the elite teams. They're going to play Philadelphia coming up this week. We're going to see, and St. Louis. So we're going to see the best team in the National League and what they have to offer. It's a good hitting team. And if their pitching can, you know, do what they has to do and they win the series, it's about winning series. You know, take care of business, especially against these teams that you have to. Against St. Louis after that. They have a ton of games, as you said, against San Diego and Los Angeles.
Arizona. 6 of 9.
Yeah. And then later in the year, the teams that are right behind them, too.
Their schedule is going to be a big impediment. It is.
It is.
Fourth hardest in baseball.
Yep.
Here's another hot take, Limitless Wonder. You ready for this? There are some things that Ben Cherington has done quite well. I'm first in line to rip him, especially with the fact that there's like no good hitters knocking on the door here. How is that possible? Some of his off-season moves were horrific, but there's also some things that he's done very well, Bob.
Like?
Picking the right guy in last year's draft. That's no small thing.
No, there was
pressure to do. There was a lot of talk about Dylan Cruz and how you want the everyday player against
or
Langford.
Oh, could you imagine Paul Skeens doing this right now with the Washington Nationals? Everybody would be throwing a fit with pitchforks and torches at PNC Park.
I was thinking about it this morning, as a matter of fact, on my drive in when I was thinking about the show. They made a very, very big and right decision. And it wasn't like Gerrit Cole at the top of the draft when it was either him or Bauer.
Right.
And you or I could have made the right pick there with either one, really. This was they had to get the right guy, and he did. That's one thing. Little old Joey Bart was a nice pickup. Mm-hmm. And Ben Cherington didn't have a lot of things go his way in the offseason. He lost Endy Rodriguez, who I think would have been their everyday catcher. Right?
And Henry Davis is
a disaster, right, which now might be a reflection of Cherington making the wrong pick,
right,
there.
That's, but I mean, that happens when you're dealing with this kind of stuff.
But a guy like
Bart was a good makeup call. Absolutely.
He was a good makeup call.
And he high pedigree. I'm surprised more people weren't interested in him.
I think Marco Gonzalez was a nice little pickup. I do.
Yeah, they make those kind of plays every year, and some of them are good. They're not, you know, but those are not going to be the reasons you win or lose or get to playoffs. They can help.
I'm just saying that I'm twisting the microscope just a little bit on Ben Cherington, because mm-hmm. I think, especially this day and age, a guy either sucks or he's great. And there's a lot of nuance there with Cherington. He's done some things very, if you just want to stick with schemes,
right?
They got that right. And that makes all the difference. Because if you get that one wrong, you might as well fold the franchise.
Yeah,
right,
that
now
would be back to back. And you're not going to get that opportunity. Or maybe you would because you've not picked the right guys.
Right.
But how many times can you pick one overall? You have to hit on all of them, really.
Here's two other big, huge decisions that he apparently got right. Brian Reynolds and Mitch Keller to long-term lucrative deals.
Yep. I would even say Hayes. I'm not disappointed in that contract. I'm more disappointed in his offense. But I think given what he is, it's only like $8 million a year or whatever it is, $9 million a year, whatever it is. It's not all that much money for a guy who plays every day. Now, the expectation is he will take his offense to a level that will be commensurate with that sort of money.
Yeah.
But that's not a bad deal.
Now, I'm sure I'll be getting texts. Well, what about Michael A. Taylor? And all? Yeah, I know. It's a decidedly mixed bag on Cherington. My point is, it's certainly not all bad. And more to the point, some very, very big franchise decisions he appears to have gotten very right.
Mm-hmm.
And that can't just be discounted. I'm sorry. It can't.
Well, I mean, you're going to have a mixed bag when it comes to being a GM, especially in something like this. You're going to have things that work, things that don't work. It's how you adjust the ones who don't work. And I think that's a good call that
Joey Bart was an adjustment.
It was a Jim Rutherford type of move that, okay, we're having problems here. We need somebody. Go out and get this guy. Just so happened that he was playing his way out of San Francisco, which is surprising given what but he's been there for a while. So I think they just soured on him. Maybe it took a new start for him. You know,
here's another one for you, Bob. You ready for this one that he got right?
Sure.
Bailey Falter. You like that one?
Yeah.
Limits, you like that one?
Do you remember the beginning of the season?
You like that? That's a good call.
Do you remember the beginning of the season, how everyone just wanted him out of here?
Yes.
And I'll look what's happened. Sometimes, you know, patience is a necessity, not just a virtue, but a necessity in Major League Baseball or any sport, quite frankly.
Patience? Is that what you said?
Yeah, you got to have patience.
I would argue at times they do have too much. Like, even if Sawinski turns his season around, that's been a disaster, and they waited too long, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So much damage has been done, and they keep running him out there. Like, his numbers are a little bit up this month. They are. But I want to see them get that right.
I do, too. I mean,
how about Majinski as a draft pick? 31st pick of the 2020 draft. Looks like they got that one very right. Yes?
Yes. He's come in and done a very good job in his role. He's got a lively arm. What about, can you look up Kyle Nicholas, where they got him?
Of course I can, Bob.
We don't need to, Bob. They got him in the Jacob Stallings trade.
Okay.
Well, Limits knew that right off the bat.
That is a good move, then. Again, that's a trade that goes under the radar a little bit, because Jacob Stallings was very, you know, good, serviceable guy, but you got a young arm that now is all of a sudden showing you it could be a very playable arm, even in high leverage situations.
How about getting Colin Holderman in the Daniel Vogelback deal?
Yeah, that's a good deal as well. He's been good despite some ups and downs here recently.
I think that was a great move.
And Bednar in the deal that sent
Musgrove
to San Diego.
And there's been, and again, there's been some just horrendous disasters trading too. Overall, to me, the biggest knock against Cherington is the lack of hitters in their system. That, to me, is the biggest knock against him.
Yeah, bats are hard to develop, but you got to get them when you have them. And Davis is the biggest problem. You know, that's the guy who you put a lot of money and faith in as a draft pick to be ready to play. They've tried him different places. The bat's still not working. I'm not sure what he's doing down in the minors right now, but I suspect that he won't be up here anytime soon because, really, the way they're using their catchers, I don't think there's a need to do it. But he has to get it right so that next year he's a prominent figure on this team. I still believe that. He has to be.
And you add up all the good, all the bad, and here you are with a chance for Ben Cherington to really define his tenure so far right now. Because a lot of this was tanking, was rebuilding, whatever word you want to use for it. And what he did was stockpile prospects. Every trade they made, we want these high-ceiling prospects. Every off-season signing of a veteran with the idea we could flip him. For what? Prospects. All this high position in the draft. Again, last night, they had three picks in the first 47. It's been 5 years of this. These are the moments that you do all that for so you can dip into your prospect pool and not worry about depleting it or even coming close to depleting it. They should be able to pluck two top 10 prospects without thought and put them in a deal for a rental and move right along. Move right along with Bubba Chandler still in your system, with Termar Johnson still in your system, with 5 years worth of young players and prospects in your system. These are the times that you need to be able to dip in. They need to be able to prune the prospect tree that you built. Bob, you like that little metaphor?
I like pruning, yeah. Pruning the tree.
Pruning.
They
got to
get
tree.
Up here. Not only that, they got to plant the seeds and let them grow up here so that they become big banyan trees.
So I categorically disagree with Dan Zangrilli and the caller we had earlier that, well, they're just not good enough yet. This might be as good as it gets when you think about top-end pitching.
And when you also
Again,
think
you
about
can,
who's healthy, who's not,
that's
you could
what
be
I
dealt
mean.
A terrible hand next year.
That's what I mean. Go ask Cubs fans about Kerry Wood and who was the other guy prior, Mark Pryor. You know how many years, do you know how many years, seasons they got where both of those phenoms
less than three.
Were at the height of their powers?
Wasn't it two?
One. No. Where they were both that guy.
And both healthy.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
One is what they got. So this talk of they're not really quite good enough or, you know, it's going to get better in the future or it's not, the timing's not right. It may never get better than this in terms of the most important thing, which is high-end pitching. And I'm not sure that Ben Cherington and Bob Nutting get that. It doesn't matter what me or you or Dan Zangrilli
anyone,
think.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they get that, Bob. You?
I think they're motivated to do the best they can to get in. Why wouldn't you be? I mean, why have this job?
So you think they're going to make a big deal?
I think they're going to make a deal. We can judge it as it is. It depends on.
I'm not
who
so
we're
sure they
about.
Are motivated.
They should be motivated. If
I think
they're not
they
motivated,
might also be
business.
Scared off by innings limits on pitchers.
Well, that's something we now the Jones injury will make that a moot point because when he comes back, he should be fine if he's healthy. The Skeens doesn't seem to be a problem with me. I think they're okay with that. And they may skip a turn, go to a six-man rotation.
Did Cherington address that yesterday?
He spoke today, didn't he? Was that today?
Yesterday, about he talked with Greg Brown on
okay, but no, I don't.
His
I didn't,
show.
But he was supposed to do a Facebook or FaceTime thing today
oh.
or something. Yes.
Did he talk at all? Let's try to find that about Skeen's limits, and we'll play that next. We'll do our predictions for the Home Run Derby, and I have a question for Bob coming up as well.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.